And he says to them, look, it's really me. It's really me. He showed them his hands and his feet. Then they were convinced and they were rejoicing. But just to give them even a greater sense, he says, you have any food? And he eats in their presence. And then he reminds them, these are the things I've warned you. These are the things I told you. These are the things I told you were going to happen. And then we see a little bit difference between this and when he had his first discussion. In his first discussion, it says that he took from Moses and the prophets and taught them the things concerning himself. Here, he says, the things which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, and then he adds one other thing. He adds the Psalms. Someone has said, the Psalms tell us the feelings, the heart of the Lord Jesus. So we read Psalms like Psalms 22 or Psalm 69, and you hear the anguish and the suffering and the isolation that the Lord himself felt. You sing the joys of the Lord when he says, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. We see the gamut of emotions as they are expressed in the Psalms. They tell us about how the Lord felt. The prophets tell us about the promises concerning the Lord, his coming and the future concerning him. The law tells us about the standards that the Lord Jesus Christ would meet. And so it says in verse 45, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. We must make it a priority to take the scriptures and with the Lord's help, see him in them. And then also to aspire to realize that there is an answer. There is a guideline. There is something for us to sustain us all along life's journey. When perilous times come, it's the scriptures. When we need comfort, it's in the scriptures. When we need direction, it's in the scriptures. Paul, we'll close on this point. Paul in Acts chapter 20. He was getting ready to go, to leave, and he wouldn't be coming back. And he gathered the Ephesian elders around him, and he would have a time with them, and he would share with them. He would rehearse to them what he had done with them, the ministry he had served them. He taught them about repentance. He taught them about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had taught them about the grace of God. He taught them about the kingdom of God. He taught them about the counsel of God. He taught them about the assembly of God. And he says, I'm going away, but you know what? Already there are grievous wolves who have snuck in, and they are already undermining the authority and what I have declared unto you. And so what does Paul say? I'm no longer going to be here. I'm going away. And I'm telling you this. And he's weeping and he's crying over this because the assault that is going to come against the people of God. And the only way the people of God can be assaulted is when the people of God are not grounded and secured and anchored in the Word of God. And so Paul concludes his time with the Ephesian elders, and he says it this way in Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20, verse 29, he says, I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. The Apostle Paul was very compassionate and concerned about this. But look what he says. But now I commend you to God. So the first resource is God doesn't change. God is still God. And in every circumstance, in every situation of life, God is still God. And we must affirm that, and we must confess that, and we must believe that. And he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. This is what's going to anchor us. This is what's going to stabilize us. This is what's going to guide us. This is what's going to direct us. When we give ourselves wholly to the word of God, Paul told Timothy, give attention to reading, meditate on these things, give yourself wholly to them. And that's what we need to do. But the secret in all the scriptures is we want to find Christ. We want to find Christ in them. We want to find the characteristics of Christ. We want to find the glories of Christ. We want to see the authority of Christ. We want to see the love of Christ. We want to see all of those things. And as we meditate on them, as we consider them, as we take them in, as we apply ourselves, as we meditate on them, and we give ourselves wholly to them, we are able to navigate and to walk through this life with hearts aflame in love for the Lord Jesus as we see him in all the scriptures.